3 o'clock growl. What's up, people? Yeah, that was so annoying. Literally, I'm in line waiting to park. And on one of those video boards right outside the stadium, there's Travis and Sliwa. I'm like, okay, well, there must be one for everybody. Like, I'll just wait. And I kept watching the video board, and there were different ads. And then it came up, Travis and Sliwa again. I'm like, well, none of the shows except Travis and Sliwa are on the video board at SoFi Stadium. Something's got to change. Something's got to change for opening night, for the season opener against the Bears on that Sunday Night Football. I want to see Mason and Ireland promoted on the big board inside SoFi and on the boards outside the stadium.
What does it mean or feel like to you when I say, when they go low, we go high?
Oh, yeah.
When they go low, we go high.
Yeah, my rule is, when they go low, we go lower. That's my rule. When they go low, we go lower.
I feel like you can just let it be. Like, let Travis and Sliwa have their billboard. You're Steve Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
You're Mason in Ireland.
And I don't have anything personal against Travis and Sliwa. I mean, I used to do a show with Slee. We used to have, like, a crossover show that we did for a while. Travis has filled in here, does a really good job. I listened to the Mid-Morning Spectacular on a regular basis. I just think, given that I am the most loyal, enthusiastic, heartfelt member of the Ramley, that it should be Mason and Ireland on that video board. So I hope somebody's working on that.
If you have to ask for it, do you even want that recognition now?
Oh, yeah, I do.
It'll still feel as good?
There's nothing quite like seeing yourself on a video board at a game. It happens at Staples Center.
I've never had that. Yeah,
you're
right.
Do you remember at Staples Center when it used to happen? John Ireland and I would do that little...
I was sitting with you when it happened. It was really cool. I felt like I was with a celebrity.
Correct. And that's what I want to feel like again. All right. So Lynn, by the way, you're the producer of the show. Are you offended that it's Sliwa and Travis on the video board?
No. Why would I be offended by that?
Because that promotion should be for our show.
You know what I like to say? We don't need the promotion. They do. They're a new show, you know? If you're as famous as you say you are, Mason, everybody already knows who you are, and we don't need a billboard.
You know what, though, Lenz? I used to think that was true, and now I kind of don't. Now I think people forget really fast.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I feel like in this, like, look-at-me generation, like, you can't – if you don't tweet all – see, I'm not the greatest at tweeting all my stories or Instagram. You know, you're supposed to, like – Instagram, tweet, and Facebook, and TikTok.
And TikTok and everything. Yeah.
Oh, it's too much, you know? I tweet it out, it should be enough, right? No, I'm supposed to put it in my Instagram stories and my feed, and it's just a little too much. But I think that people forget about you if you don't do it. Like, you don't call attention to you.
Put up a poll. Put up a poll. Do you need a billboard or not? Yes or no?
Oh, that's a good poll. That's a very good poll. I'm going to put that up. Yeah, I'm going to put that up. And, you know, my listeners generally bash me, so we'll find out exactly. They're going to vote against me, I have a feeling. All right, so, Lynn, go ahead and bring up your question about the Dodgers.
All right, so according to this story I found in the LA Times, a Houston Mitchell special here, he mentions that the Dodgers have used 33 pitchers this season, which is crazy because,
that is amazing.
You know, it's only a 26-man roster. So I wanted to ask you guys, how many of these 33 pitchers do you remember?
Gosh.
See how many you can get.
How many we can get of the 33? All right, Jorge, you're in this too.
Okay.
You're in this
so we got to go one by one? We
yeah, just
go one by
call,
one.
Out, call out the name. So obviously we'll just say Kershaw,
we'll go through this.
Bueller, Dustin May who got hurt, Julio Urias.
Gonsolin.
Tony Gonsolin, good. Gonsolin.
Jansen.
Kenley Jansen.
Josiah Gray,
good.
Gonzalez.
Josiah Gray, good.
Who was the guy who went last night?
Victor Gonzalez is good.
Night.
Blake Treinen.
Vesia. Vesia.
Knievel.
Alex Vesia. Corey
Knievel.
Wait,
wait, wait. Slow down. I got to make sure that I'm getting them all. Okay, Treinen. And then Vesia.
Vesia, Corey Knievel.
Yeah.
Who can forget Phil Bickford?
Me? I forgot.
Phil Bickford hasn't been bad. Oh, the guy that pitched last night, Andre Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Brewster Gratterall.
Brewster Gratterall. How about Baez? Baez?
Baez? Which Baez?
Baez pitches here?
No.
Pedro Baez, no? No,
he pitches for Houston now.
No?
He pitches for Houston.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Trevor Bauer.
Trying to think of Bauer, yeah.
Oh, David Price.
Well, yeah, Price, Scherzer. Did you say Scherzer yet?
Yeah, we said Scherzer.
No, you didn't say him yet. There we go. That's another
okay,
one.
Okay, there we go. Now we're in trouble.
Gotta get in trouble.
Nelson. How about Nelson? Did we get Nelson?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Nelson. Good job.
There you
Jimmy
go.
Nelson.
Got him.
Oh,
got him?
Clevenger.
Clevenger.
Garrett Clevenger. Got him. Getting him.
How many are we up to?
Santana. What about Santana?
Oh, Dennis Santana. Dennis there Santana. You go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Santana. Sorry, it's Chewy with his toy.
This guy started like 2 days ago. Remember the guy who went like two or three innings?
One really obvious one.
One really obvious mentioned. One.
We said David Price.
Starter.
I got that.
Bueller said Gonsolin said.
You did not say Bueller. First time you said him.
Oh, that's the first
said
time you said
Bueller.
Oh, Bueller.
I thought you said Bueller. I thought you said Bueller.
Second one, yeah.
What are we up to?
Let's see. You guys have... you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 more.
Oh, my God.
You got 20 of them.
They have used a lot of pitchers. I'm trying to
There's
think of
There's some kind of lefty
else.
Specialist, right? Isn't there like a lefty specialist that they have?
Oh, lefty specialist. Scott Alexander.
Yeah. Okay. Knock him off the list.
Now I think I'm in total
33
trouble.
33 guys.
Yeah. Oh, Joe Kelly.
Oh, Joe Kelly.
Joe
that's
Kelly.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, Joe Kelly. Yeah. How could we forget Joe Kelly?
How we forget about Joe and the pouty face?
I don't know how you forgot about him.
Now I think I'm.
Yeah, I think I'm gas.
Now I think I'm out of gas.
You don't know. You're not completely.
Oh, what about Calera?
No, he's not on the team.
No,
anymore.
He's not. He's not. No.
Would have been the right answer. Would have been the right answer last year.
Last year, okay.
No, I think I'm stuck now. Who are we missing, Lynch?
All right, you're missing Mitch White.
Oh, Mitch White, yeah.
Oh, Mitch White, yeah. Okay.
Edwin Ucita.
Oh, Edwin Ucita, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Nate Jones.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
No. Nate Jones. I don't remember a Nate Jones.
Darian Nunez.
Nope, wouldn't have got that one.
Jake Reed.
These are names that I barely remember, if at
all.
Jimmy Scherfie.
Oh, for sure. I would.
Jimmy Scherfie, sure.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I don't know. Justin Brewell, Mike Kickham, Jeffrey Ramirez, Connor Green, Kevin Quackenbush, and if you want to count the position player, Andy Burns.
Wow. 33 pitches.
I wouldn't have got that.
So you guys got about 20.
You know, the amazing thing was we talked to Andrew Friedman yesterday. And if you haven't heard it, by the way, it's a really, really good conversation. It's a good solid 20 minutes on the Dodgers with Andrew Friedman. He addresses the Trevor Bauer thing, talks about Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw. He also talks about going into the season and thinking, we have so much starting pitching. We have so much. We basically have two starting rotations. And now they're having bullpen games like twice a week. They're really down to Bueller, Urias, and Scherzer. And then bullpen. They are thin.
That happened quick.
It happens so quick. You can never have too much depth when it comes to pitching. You can just never have too much depth. And the Dodgers have shown that this year. Wow. 33 pitchers they have used. 33 pitchers. All right. Coming up next, Momo, I was at SoFi Stadium for the Chargers-Rams preseason game on Saturday. And there were a handful of Charger fans there. There was a smattering of Charger fans. But I read an article in The Athletic today about the Chargers and Dean Spanos. And here's the question. Don't answer it now. Are the Chargers making any headway in Los Angeles? Any headway in Los Angeles? That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, what's up? Mason Ireland Show. Momo's in for John today. Put up a poll, as Jorge asked. Who should have a video billboard at SoFi Stadium? 32% say Travis and Sliwa. 68% say Mason Ireland. The people have spoken.
How many people are we talking here?
How many in this poll so far? 179 votes. That's a large enough sample size for me.
Yeah.
179. I think that's the cutoff right there. Cutoff right there. All right, so I was at the game on Saturday at SoFi Stadium, and first live football game at SoFi Stadium that has ever been played, and it was Rams versus Chargers. And, you know, preseason games don't have a lot of buzz, don't have a lot of energy. We don't know exactly who's going to be playing. We don't know who's on the field. You know, the Rams had a couple players to watch, Xavier Jones and Jake Funk and Perkins, the quarterback kid, did a nice job, all that stuff. But we don't really know anybody. So there's not like a huge wild buzz inside a stadium for a preseason game where nobody is actually using their starters. Brandon Staley did the same thing with the Chargers. But The Athletic wrote an interesting piece today about Dean Spanos. And he says he has no regrets about moving his team to Los Angeles. Momo, should he?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. Look, it's worth a lot more money. He made money on the deal. He got his stadium problem solved.
Just by moving up the freeway, yeah.
Yeah, just by moving. It's location, 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 right? It just doubled in value just by moving to L.A. He also got basically a free stadium. Just kind of had to come aboard.
Well, it's not free. He's paying rent.
Paying rent, but he didn't have to shell out to build it.
Yeah, he's a renter.
Renter?
He helped pay for it. That's what those rent payments are going for.
Okay, but that's nothing compared to what Kroenke paid. I mean, that's nothing, right? I mean, that's nothing to what the Rams paid for. That's their stadium.
Yeah, Rams paid $5
billion. They'll make a lot of money. Yeah.
But you know, what's it like to be the second team in a town is a terrible job. Being the second team, being the Clippers is a terrible job. Being the Chargers is a terrible job. Because you are always going to take the back seat to everybody and everything. Now, the Chargers, I think, are, you know, to me, they will always be the San Diego Chargers. I think that team belonged in San Diego, should have stayed in San Diego. Can't believe they couldn't come up with a public-private partnership to be able to keep that team in San Diego. That's where they belong. They do not belong in Los Angeles. And I would argue they will never develop a fan base in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're a rival to Los Angeles. I mean, Correct. It'd be like the Giants moving here. It's like, no, you're the Giants. Like, you play in San Francisco. That's a rival to Los Angeles.
They also alienated every San Diego fan because they moved to Los Angeles. You know, when I was living down in San Diego a little bit, there was a mayoral candidate who ran on this slogan, "Stop the Los Angelization of San Diego." That's how much they dislike L.A.
I get it. And, like, it was just this is still, I would argue, a Raider town.
I would argue it's a Rams town.
I think it's getting there, okay? I don't know it's all the way there yet.
The Raiders have not played here in a million years. When was the last time the Raiders played a game in Los Angeles? It's been since 1994?
Yeah, 96. A long time, but there's still
96
Raider fans
was
here.
Their last game in L.A. You still think it's a Raiders town?
I still think it's... I think it would probably break down something like 30% Raiders, 20% Rams, and 50% some version of everybody else, right? Some Cowboys, Steelers, Packers, because LA didn't have a home team for a long time. Maybe I'd even go a little high, 40% Raiders, 30% Rams, and then everything else is just an assortment of teams from the 20 years we didn't have a team. People are transplants from wherever they are.
You know, it's funny. I think Greg Bergman would agree with this, that it's a Raiders town.
Yeah.
I don't know about John Ireland. I don't know about John Ireland. I'm not sure how he would feel about this.
I think the Rams are coming on. The Rams went from being probably 10%, like one of the also roots for its teams here. But they have a historic connection to the city.
Right.
So it wasn't
they were here
long before the Raiders
were. Long right. before. They have a long and glorious history.
they came back, and I think that they were embraced because they weren't seen as a rival to Los Angeles. When they moved, they went to St. Louis. It wasn't like, this is San Diego, which is a natural rival to the Raiders, which I think is the incumbent franchise here in LA in terms of where people's loyalties are. Raider fans do not like the Chargers. They do not like the Broncos. Like, that's the AFC West right there. So you're coming in not only to a town where you're going to be second to the Rams, who have a much more natural fan base that's been growing over the years since they came back. And then you're the rival to the incumbent fan base. No, it was a terrible idea.
It's been 25 years since the Raiders have played a game in Los Angeles. How can this possibly still be a Raiders town? 25 years. They left in 1996.
It's fading, though. It's fading. You're right. It's fading. It's.
I mean,
now that the Rams are good and they're back, I would say that's fading a little, but I still think it's Raiders.
I think it's a Rams town. I strongly believe it's a Rams town now.
How about this? What if the Raiders and the Rams would have moved to L.A.? Who gets the fan base?
Oh, in other words, if the Raiders had moved here at the same time as the Rams?
Yeah. Not the Chargers. Yeah.
It would have been very, very close at that point. Yeah. It may have tipped towards the Raiders. But because it's
I think it would have started off as the Raiders, but then it could have been the – you know, it was always like Dodgers and Angels. Like, it was – to me, the Raiders and the Rams were – they coexisted nicely. They weren't necessarily – you didn't have to choose between them.
Right.
Because the Rams played – when I was growing up, the Rams played down in Anaheim. So it wasn't a huge choice geographically. It was like, oh, yeah, you could also root for them.
You cannot be the city, the team of a town if you're not in the town. By the way, O'Shea Jackson Jr., who, you know, he's confusing.
Yeah, he's part of your Ramley.
No, he texted Raiders. He says it's a Raiders
town. Raiders, right?
It's yeah, Raiders he town. Texted Raiders.
I think it is.
Shay, you're killing me, buddy. You're killing me.
I know. Sorry.
877-710 ESPN. I like this question. Is this a Raiders? Obviously, it's not a Chargers town. Is this a Raiders town or is it a Rams town? I'm going to contend it's a Rams town. Whose house? Rams house. We've got a $5 billion stadium in Inglewood because of the Rams. That's why that stadium is there. We've got a team that has made the, well, let's see, since Sean McVay got there, they've not had a losing record. They missed the playoffs one time. But it's a team that wins on top of everything else. And add this to the mix. They also are a team that goes all in all the time. So
yeah,
they
like
didn't
that.
Trade Khalil Mack and go into a rebuilding mode. They signed Aaron Donald because he's a state-of-the-art defensive player. The Raiders looked at Khalil Mack and said, well, maybe we get some draft picks for him and maybe we can get some little pieces for him. That's what they did. That was John Gruden's decision. They weren't in go-for-it mode. The Rams are in go-for-it mode all the time, and they should get credit for that.
You're right, and ever since the Rams have – really, ever since the Rams got McVay, like that feels like when the Rams took off here, when they got a coach who was he was a live wire. He's a guy who's like makes you watch, makes you pay attention. They're doing things. They're competing. I'm paying attention to the Rams now. Doesn't mean I'm not paying attention to the Raiders, but I pay less attention. I've started to – like, it's not like I'm still a Raider fan, still going to always be silver and black, but I paid less attention because the Rams have my attention now. That's good. I think that's how you start to turn a market.
By the way, Lenny tweets this. Steve, I work from – hang on, let me try it again. Steve, I work for the home of the Rams, Mason, will always walk the company line. Now, that is not the case here. I am not required to root for the teams that are on the station, and I've got two personal seat licenses that show that no matter where the Rams wind up playing on radio for the next 50 years, I will be there at that stadium. So don't tell me I'm walking the company line. I hate that.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. By the way, running right – we'll get some calls on this. 877-710-ESPN. I like this subject. Is this a Rams town? Has it flipped to being a Rams town? Or, as Ramona contends, is it still a Raiders town? I wanted to follow up on O'Shea Jackson Jr. says it's a Raiders town, but he's a Rams fan. Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. We'll get some calls in here coming up next. Then we got Game of Games. It's my game today. And there is a lie somewhere in today's show. I told a lie somewhere in today's show. Where is it? We will find out coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, is it a Rams town or is it a Raiders town? So currently, on my poll, at Venice Mace, it's Rams 51%, Raiders 49%. So it's very close.
That's closer than you thought, huh?
Yeah, that's closer than I thought. Closer than I thought. Let's go to the phones. Let's start out with Jorge. Follow me here. Let's go to Esteban. You're on 710 ESPN. What's up, Esteban?
Hey, Mace, listen, I just want to say I agree 100% with Momo. I think while the Rams have made a huge headway over the last couple of years, this is still a Raiders town.
Now, let me ask you, Esteban, they have not been here in 25 years. How can they be the team of Los Angeles when they haven't even played here in a quarter of a century?
You know, it all has to do with the passion created by Al Davis. I think their fans travel really well, and it's something that was passed down generationally. The Rams are my father-in-law's generation. It's way old. It's just not something that was passed down the way that this Raiders passion has been passed down.
You know what I also? Oh, are you playing? Ahead, are you playing ahead, Raiders stuff in the background?
Yeah, there's
there?
Raiders
is
stuff
am
in the
hearing
background.
It?
Yeah.
It's the branding. That's what it is. When our generation was growing up, it's the brand. It's like, you know how like the Lakers are a brand and people get into the Laker brand, the purple and gold, and there's a cool factor to it. The Raiders had a real cool factor to it. Same with the Dodgers too. Like, I mean, it's Raiders, Lakers, Dodgers. Those are the three teams in LA.
Their fans travel well. Their fans travel really well. Really quick, 3 years ago, I flew out of Burbank Airport to Oakland for a Raiders game, and there wasn't a single person on that flight that wasn't wearing some form of Raider gear.
Right.
That whole team traveled, you know, and it might have been every flight that morning to Oakland.
I buy that. I'm sure Southwest was busy with Raider fans flying north for the game. I totally get it. And Esteban, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
We have this song, Mace. There's a song.
Yeah. There's
a song.
Raider
song.
Of course, there's
do you
a
have
song.
A Ram
yeah, the
song?
Autumn Wind is a Raider and all that stuff. Yeah,
do
I
you,
get it.
Do you have a Ram song?
Ram it. That's Ram it.
Oh, yeah, we've got Ram it. We've got a terrible Rams. Ram yeah, it. But we've got it. Whose house? Rams house. Come on, we got that. Okay, we own that.
We used to do that in my softball team. You know.
By the way, the poll now is this a Rams town or a Raiders town, is 50-50.
Yeah, those are your fans, Mace. Those are your fans.
Let's go to Carlos in Anaheim. Carlos, you're on 710. What's going on, man? Hey, Carlos.
Me?
Yep, gotcha, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm part of the Ramily, but I hate to say it, man, but I think it's still a Raiders town, man. And until the Rams win the championship here in LA, like the actual LA and at SoFi, that's when the book is gonna flip. And you know what contributed to was the NWA days back in the day.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, they were iconic back then, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's
just
true.
Like, have you seen the, like Momo was like to say, what if I told you, you know, the NWA documentary, the 30 for 30?
Right.
That was pretty good. Check that out, Mace, and then you'll see how much of a Raider town
yeah,
it
so
is.
Something
go Rams,
deep,
you know?
Deep
I'm sure from my Rams.
But you're whose house?
Rams house.
There you go. Okay, I like that. There's Carlos in Anaheim.
Oh,
no.
You know what? You really need a better song. I mean,
we do need a better song.
I kind of like it. I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but that's
the video's really funny.
The video is funny.
Like, how cool is the Raiders song? Play it side by side, Basha.
No, you can't play them side by side. Oh,
the Raiders song. come on. Don't you just get chills?
No, I don't. I've always hated the Raiders.
Oh,
I'm
getting chills. I've always rooted.
Here's how it worked in my house.
Not because of the air conditioning in my house. I'm getting chills hearing this.
You know what? You know, I've got this terrible, I've got this terrible habit while I'm doing the show where I light stuff on fire.
What?
Yeah, I've got a lighter and I'll light little pieces of paper and stuff on fire during the show. I just went a little too far with that. It's my toy while I'm doing the show.
Everything okay?
Lighter.
Everything okay? Yeah. We need to send somebody over to the house?
You hear it?
I do. Yeah, this is a terrible. New one. Is this kind of like that thought experiment you said where if you were choking alive on air, what would we all do?
Well, when we're not together?
I think that was Ireland who did that one. Because we did start choking on the air, remember?
We did.
He was like,
what do we do?
Mace wasn't here that day. Mace.
Oh, no. Yeah, I missed it. Ireland started choking.
He choked on the air. Here, let me pull it up. Let me find it.
Play
yeah,
that.
Find that. I want to hear that. I want to hear
we
that.
We made fun of him about it for a whole week, too.
That's bad.
So I wanted to tell
like if your house is on fire. If your house is on fire in the show, Mace, you can take a break and I can just do the calls for you if you need
Isn't
to.
It weird? I do sit here and I burn the corners of all my notes all day long.
I kinda understand that. You like doodle as you're on the air.
It's like doodling with a lighter.
Yeah.
It's like doodling with a lighter. You know, I
a little weird,
I look,
but I get it.
When I look out the window, here's something I wanted to I'll tell you a story, Momo. So we all have, like, habits or traditions or things that we do that people don't necessarily know about, stuff that we care about that we don't necessarily talk about. It. So for me, I do all the gardening at our house. And,
I get that.
And it is to the point now where I've got three big rose bushes. I was able to cut 12 roses from my own rose bush and bring them over to Sue Kalinske's house for dinner on Sunday. That's how good of a gardener I am. I'm a master gardener.
I think that's pretty cool.
Do you have any secret secret private
gardening?
Do you?
Yeah, I a couple weeks ago I got a rototiller.
Yeah.
Oh,
a rototiller?
Man, have you ever done that?
Yeah, that's we used to do that. Cool. We used to dig for the garden at the beginning of the summer. Yeah.
Yeah, I got really into gardening during the pandemic, too. That's kind of been my jam this year, too. So I've been, you know, like my friend will come over and we'll start talking about like what seeds we ordered. Oh, I'm going to plant some pumpkin seeds. And hey, where should I put my nasturtiums and the bulbs I just ordered? I'm like, I've become that girl, too. And I got my rototiller out, Mace. Man, that was empowering.
Nothing sexier than a woman with a rototiller.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, powerful. I'm like.
So weird. What did you rototill for? You were planting stuff?
So, yeah, I want to. So basically, I ripped out all the ferns that were on the side of my house because I thought they looked like a rat trap. You know, I was like, these are really overgrown. We should take these out. So I was like, man, there's like bottles and stuff back there from the people who used to live here. I'm like, there's too many ferns back here. We got to rip those out. So then I ripped them out and it's all bare back there. But I want to plant stuff. And, you know, they got to rip out all the roots. So I got to rototill it. Oh, it was so fun. It was just like demolition derby. It's really cool.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Rototill all the roots out. Oh.
All right. I got a tweet here. Joe Arias. It's a Raiders town. We have the Hispanic, the African-American, and Asian communities. We have the only Super Bowl ring for the city of L.A. We have a glorious and long tradition. While it may be the Rams' house, we've proven that it is Los Angeles. It's a Raiders town. That's what it says. You know, there is a long history. There's also a long history for the Rams. And I can tell you that when I was a little kid, and I don't know if people – I've told this story, and people doubt it. They don't believe it's true. But when I was a little kid, my dad was a Cowboys fan. My mom was a Steelers fan. Steelers from Pittsburgh. She was from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Yep. My brother was a Raiders fan because he got caught up in the pirate thing. And then I needed a team. And one of the reasons why I picked the Rams is that they were always in the playoffs. Because in the 70s, the Rams, we always made the playoffs. The other reason was because, and again, this is a little kid, right? I'm 6 years old or 7 years old. It's because I'm an Aries, and an Aries, the sign is a ram. So that's why I picked that team. But I was rooting for that team in Los Angeles all through the 70s. Merlin Olsen was playing for him then. You go back in history, guys like Deacon Jones. Rams have a long history in Los Angeles. That's why I still believe it. I believe it has become a Rams town. I will acknowledge that there was a point there where it was all Raiders, when we had no NFL team and when it had been 25 years since we had an NFL team. Yes, it was a Raiders town. But now that we've got a $5 billion stadium, now that we've got a team that has been to the Super Bowl, now that we've got a team that goes to the playoffs every year, I think a lot of people, particularly little kids, started just 5 years ago as Rams fans and are going to grow up as the new generation of Rams fans. What do you think?
I'm about to win this argument. You ready?
How?
When the Rams were here, and then they moved to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Was there ever Rams fans who got on a Southwest flight and flew
Never.
To watch them play?
I hated the Rams when they left. No, I mean, I despised
the Raiders,
them. If my team left my city, I would hate them. That's what I did with the Rams. I rooted against the St. Louis Rams every single game after they spurred Los Angeles.
Do you know what you have with the Rams?
A healthy relationship.
That is what a healthy sports fan would do. Raider fans are unhealthy. Okay? Our team left twice and we still follow them.
And your team doesn't win anymore.
They're frustrating. They went and hired John Gruden when we could have gotten a McVay. Okay? Like, we could have gotten a McVay disciple. The Raiders are so frustrating, and yet we cannot quit them. You know what that is? That is an unhealthy relationship, but that is true sports fandom. That's what real sports fandom is.
I think
LA is a Raider town. It's unhealthy, but it is.
Yeah, I bailed on the Rams when they left and got back
that
on the train when they came
connection.
Home. Yeah.
It's like Cubs fans. Cubs fans, they have so unhealthy relationship with them. So Jets fans, like, those are real fans. Real fans, because they don't leave when your team sucks, when they do stupid things, when they move. That's a real connection. That's an emotional connection that you cannot break.
So a couple of things I wanted to get to. First of all, who should have a video billboard at SoFi Stadium? Mason in Ireland or Travis in Sliwa? The answer? 71% say Mason in Ireland. Give the people what they want.
Of course.
Second poll, is this a Rams town or is this a Raiders town? It is, after 823 votes, exactly 50-50. Exactly 50-50.
Mace, I don't think that poll really has any credibility, considering it's like your Twitter account.
What do you mean my Twitter? My Twitter account has all kinds of people on it.
I know, but
okay,
I'm
hold on. Let me just retweet
that
you.
Follow you. It's people that follow. If you had like
I'm
going to
retweet
put
you.
It out. Or I'm sure that, like, Travis or Sliwa, if they tweeted out the same poll, they'd have similar results if they tweeted them from their accounts, saying that they should be the ones with the billboard. It's bias. That's all.
He's already screen grabbed. It's so great. He already screen grabbed the video bill. Like,
and I already screen grabbed the poll.
Results.
And I've sent out the poll to everybody. Yes.
Morales isn't wrong when he says.
Honestly.
The better question is, who did get the video board?
Ouch.
Sorry, Mace.
I'll tell you what. When I'm there for opening night, for the season opener, I want to see Mason in Ireland on that billboard when we play the Bears. Morales, make that happen. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games plus Lie of the Day. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah! Game of Games time. And so far, in the month of August,
woo!
Mason 4, Jorge 4, Lindsay 2, Momo 1, Ireland yet to scratch. Now, Ireland's on vacation, had his free agent hiatus, all that stuff, so that's one of the reasons why he's not on the board. I'm on vacation next week, so Momo, you've actually got a chance to build up a little momentum here because you're here this week and next, right?
One would think that more chances and more opportunities would lead to more wins, but so far that has not been the case.
So far that is not. So we are going to play my favorite game to write on the show. I enjoy writing this. This is Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. So I've got seven
questions. I'm good at this.
Along with a tiebreaker. And let's see. Yeah, here we go. I've got it right there. Okay. Here is number one. Your name is your buzzer.
Yep.
Momo. Lindsay,
yep.
And Jorge. It's what you do with a common eating utensil, or it's the way many couples sleep together. Yes, Momo.
Momo, what is a spoon?
What is a spoon, or what is spooning? Exactly right. Excellent job.
Yeah.
All right, number two. There is a saying that this meteorological phenomenon never happens twice in the same place.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Momo. Oh, it was
Lindsay
Momo.
Was there first.
I was definitely already there, Momo. Relax. What is lightning striking twice?
Correct. What is lightning striking twice? Correct.
Dang.
It's Momo 1, Lindsay 1, Jorge, you have
to scratch. Competition of our delays.
Number three. Number three. Right. The Kaminsky Method, Grace and Frankie, Stranger Things,
Lindsay.
The Crown. Lindsay.
What is Netflix?
What is Netflix is correct. Good job. Yeah. Are all streamed on this network. Good job. Lindsay 2, Momo 1, Jorge yet to scratch. If it's the seventh inning in a Dodger game, fans can expect to see this Mexican left-handed relief pitcher.
Jorge.
Fernando
Valenzuela.
No.
Momo.
Gonzalez.
Momo.
Momo. Who is Victor Gonzalez?
Who is Victor Gonzalez is the right answer.
Jorge, guys, listen to the question.
Not only did I get it wrong, but he also forgot to form it.
Phrase it as a question, exactly.
Yeah. Form as a question.
All right, it's Momo 2, Lindsay 2, Jorge nothing.
What?
Here is, Here is number 5. After Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, who is the third player?
Lindsay.
Momo.
Jorge.
Who is James Harden.
Who is James Harden is correct. Jorge's on the board. Now, you need this one, Jorge, to stay alive, or this one could break the tie.
Okay.
It's a tough question. It's the station where the Mason and Ireland show made its debut.
Momo.
Momo.
Oh, made its debut.
3, 2,
what is
1.
Fox San Diego?
No.
Lindsay. What is the Mighty?
You're so close to having the whole thing.
Wait, who says I need to have the whole thing?
Me.
The game does.
Finish it off.
The name of the station.
Finish it off.
Our next question. I don't have any.
Say the whole thing. Just say the whole thing, Lynn.
The Mighty 1090?
No! I'm sorry. It was the Mighty 690.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Next
question. So, Momo 2, Lindsay 2. We've got the tiebreaker.
I should have known that one.
We got the tiebreaker. Okay, here we go. Momo, Lindsay, it's closest without going over. We had a question about Gonzalez that Jorge completely blew.
Yeah.
How many innings has Victor thrown this year closest without going over? How many innings has Victor Gonzalez thrown this year closest without going over?
Momo, are we going to get a guess?
Momo, okay, what do you think?
I am going to say 60.
60. Okay, and Lindsay?
I'm going to go 40.
Okay, you are both over. We're going to do it again. How many innings has Victor Gonzalez thrown this year? Momo?
I will say 30.
30. Lindsay?
I'm going to say $1, Bob.
$1. You should have gone 31. Momo with the win. He's thrown 33 innings this year. 33 innings. So Momo has hit the board for a second time in the month of August.
Wow!
Momo, congratulations. It's a huge day for you, I know, and we'll give you plenty of birth to celebrate.
Yeah, I found the clip.
Oh, you found the clip of Ireland joking.
But right now, caller number 7 wins a pair of those tickets. Excuse me, 877-710-ESPN. Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.
What the the hell happened?
He said he was eating like garlic bread or something, man.
Oh man, it was rough.
Play it again.
Play it one more time.
But right now, caller number 7 wins a pair of those tickets. Excuse me, 877-710-ESPN. Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.
God, that's funny. God, that's funny.
We're such jerks.
Caller number 7 wins.
Caller number 7 wins. Yeah. I got to tell you, it is hard to do radio for 3 hours every day.
He fought through it.
Yep, he did.
Oh, man.
All right, last thing we got to do
today. The only thing that would have been funnier is...
Lie of the day. Last thing we do today, we're running out of time. Oh. Lie of the day. Momo, do you have any guesses?
No.
Okay. Mine is that you burn things with a lighter throughout the show.
That's my guess. Sorry.
You don't burn things during the show.
I definitely burn things. Can you hear the lighter right now?
That could be a pencil.
Yeah, I totally hear it.
On the table.
Okay. It's a lighter.
Okay, I'm gonna guess. I'll guess.
Okay.
I'll take a guess.
Yep.
I think it was something about the donuts that you order from the thing in Century City. I don't think that's
it is,
there.
No,
it
that's
is not
definitely
correct.
True.
That's definitely true. The correct answer, I do garden. I do have rose bushes, but I've never had enough to make a full bouquet, and I did not bring those to Sue Kalinsky's house on Sunday. I actually tried to do it late for you guys.
Yeah, that was good. I should have caught up that.
Coming up next for you is, I'm going to guess it's Scott Kaplan and Clinton Yates. Sound about right?
See.
That's coming up next for you. Momo, we will see you back here tomorrow. 12:55 sharp.
Hopefully.
Okay, good. We'll see everybody tomorrow. 7:10 ESPN.
Right now, caller number 7 wins.